Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us here at Odyssey Radio for Sunday Magazine. I'm Melanie Taylor, honored this morning to be joined by two amazing women, Leanna McKibben, American Heart Association Greater Pittsburgh Board President and Executive Director, American Heart Association, Deb Banks. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So a lot to talk about, a lot to get to, so we'll just start right away. Before we get into all of the good stuff that's coming up for the month of February, Leanna, can you give us a little background, how you got started, where you're from, how you got involved with the American Heart Association here as board president?
Absolutely. Well, I am a Western Pennsylvania native, so certainly familiar with our area. I'm actually a nurse by background, and a huge part of my connection to AHA is my clinical background. I'm a cardiac intensive care nurse by background, but I also have a very personal background connecting me to AHA. My grandmother unfortunately suffered the effects of cardiovascular disease, and I lost her due to that impact. I have an uncle who is actually on the transplant list currently, waiting for a transplant related to cardiovascular disease impact. And my sister actually just found out that she had hypertension, very uncontrolled hypertension, which is now controlled, thankfully, but very personal connections to the mission and that reason for being with the American Heart Association.
Yeah, very personal for you, 100%. And how long have you been the board president?
So stepped into that role just this past summer, summer of 2021, and have been with the Heart Association board for a couple of years prior to that.
Yeah. All right, Deb, before we get into everything that we have to talk about this morning, a little background on the executive director. Go ahead, Deb.
Sure. Hi. So I've been with the Heart Association for almost 11 years, and I've been the executive director for 7. Thrilled to have Leanna as my board president. You know, we always say everybody has a why. Unfortunately, heart disease is the number one killer of men and women. And 1 in 3 Pittsburghers have hypertension. So it affects a lot of people. It affects everyone. There's a lot of personal stories. But, you know, American Heart Month is all about education and awareness, and we want people to know their numbers. So I'm thrilled to work with this great organization.
And a little bit of a backstory on me. My late father, at the age of 37, had open heart surgery for an aortic valve replacement. He suffered a few mini strokes, but lived a long, healthy life and was involved heavily in the American Heart Association. He and my mother for 20 years. He did pass away at the age of 69 in 2014. And I also have aortic insufficiency. So I'm watching my heart condition as we speak. And the American Heart Association is so near and dear to my heart. No pun intended. So to interview both of you and talk about February and what it is truly an honor. So who wants to take it? Let's talk about February being American Heart Month, and let's talk about wearing red.
Yeah. So go ahead, Leanna, you start us off.
Oh, sure. So, you know, Heart Month has a very long legacy. It was established back in the early 60s, 1963, as really an opportunity to focus national attention on heart health, really wanting to bring that focus and that awareness. And so we continue to mark that month every year. Wearing red is an integral part of that, certainly bringing attention to Heart Month, also bringing attention to women's heart health as a fundamental part of Go Red for Women. So really raising that awareness that heart disease is the number one killer of women, and that it really brings about incredible adverse effects to our community as a whole.
That's a great point you brought up. And that website is goredforwomen.org. Of course, the website in general is heart.org. And you'll be hearing me give you these wonderful websites throughout the interview. Live fierce, go red, and learn more. That's the tagline. And I have wonderful notes from you ladies. Goredforwomen.org. Deb, can you talk a little bit about some of the stats too? And I know they are alarming, but I think we all need to be very honest and very clear at some of the statistics and some of the stats that we're looking at, because heart disease is still the number one killer of women. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It is. Even through COVID and the pandemic, heart disease is still the number one killer of women. And that's why in 2004, we launched our Go Red for Women campaign to educate women that heart disease is the number one killer. And that's why we ask everyone to wear red on National Wear Red Day, which is always the first Friday in February, to educate women to know your numbers and to know your numbers. Knowledge is power, is what I always say to people. If your blood pressure is over 120 over 80, talk to the doctor. If your cholesterol is over 200, talk to your doctor. But you won't know that unless you talk to your doctor. So yes. Know your numbers. And so 1 in 3 women have heart disease. And heart disease can be anywhere, like Leanna said, her sister has hypertension, to where your father had open heart surgery. So, but 1 in 3 women has some form of heart disease. And we also say that hypertension is the silent killer. You can't feel high blood pressure. So the only way you're going to know if you have it is if you go and get your blood pressure checked.
100% right. We're talking this morning to Leanna McKibben, American Heart Association Greater Pittsburgh Board President, and to Deb Banks, the Executive Director. I am Melanie Taylor. This is Odyssey Radio. Thank you for joining us for Sunday Magazine. The website is heart.org. So, Leanna, I love the theme this year. It's Reclaim Your Rhythm, which, me being in radio, I love that. We know that February is American Heart Month. We know that February 4th is National Wear Red Day. But what is this with the new Reclaim Your Rhythm? Talk about that.
Well, I love this theme. Like you said, it's a little bit of a fun theme, but it's really a very serious issue. You know, through the past couple of years with the pandemic, we've all really kind of been thrown off our normal rhythms. And so some of those health-related focuses that we all have personally have unfortunately fallen by the wayside. We've got a lot of stress, a lot of things that we're all dealing with through these challenging times. And so, you know, we know that unfortunately that has meant that people's focus on healthy lifestyles, exercise, managing their eating, ensuring that they know their numbers, some of those things have really fallen by the wayside. And so it's all about reclaiming that rhythm. How do we re-embrace all of those aspects, make sure that we're focused back on how we can live our healthiest, best lives?
That's great to know. Once again, this morning, we're talking to Leanna McKibben, American Heart Association Greater Pittsburgh Board President, and Executive Director Deb Banks. The website throughout the interview is heart.org. It's Melanie Taylor. This is Odyssey Radio on Sunday Magazine. I know where I'm going to be February 4th. Deb, I want you to talk a little bit more in depth about National Wear Red Day on February 4th and talk about how everybody that's listening to this interview this morning can get involved, one, and B, maybe celebrate with us.
Absolutely. So Reclaim Your Rhythm. We want you to wear red and invite your friends, families, and coworkers to do the same, to wear red and raise awareness for heart disease, and it's the number one killer of women. You mentioned this before, but you can go to our website, goredforwomen.org. But on that day, we want you to come and celebrate with us. We're going to be at the Block at Northway, right on McKnight Road, from noon until 2, with Star 100.7 Melanie Taylor joining us. And we want you to look up. It's going to be at the upper level of the South Corridor. So we hope you'll come and join us. Wear your red. Come and get information about heart disease and how you can prevent it and be healthier.
I love this. Let me ask you, the pandemic, which I understand the past few years have been tough for everybody for many different reasons. When COVID struck, you know, people dealing with heart disease, people dealing with cancer, that didn't stop their issues either. So not only were they impacted by coronavirus and the pandemic, but they also had diseases to fight, and life just didn't go on normally for them. And a little bit touch upon, you know, how that pandemic has impacted the risk for heart disease and stroke. I mean, not to be negative, but I think these are talking points that we need to address, since a lot of people that listening this morning, like we know, either have somebody close to them in their lives that have heart disease or are experiencing heart disease, or maybe it's them themselves.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, Deb. No, Leanna, you go. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, you know, the pandemic really definitely challenged health in general. And we certainly saw that impact even within heart health. You know, heart disease absolutely still remains the number one killer within the U.S. and worldwide, globally, despite the devastating impact of the pandemic. And not only does it remain that, but we know that through the pandemic, people have been challenged to maintain their wellness, whether that's physical wellness or mental well-being. Many people are reporting, actually over one in five report less physical wellness, one in three reporting a diminished sense of mental well-being. Those are huge impacts on our country and really our world that we know we're going to feel the impact of for a long time to come. And especially during the pandemic, we know that people were reporting to hospitals, reporting to their physicians, seeing their physicians on a much diminished basis for their heart care, for their cardiovascular care. And those heart attacks, those strokes didn't just go away. They were still occurring. So the complexity that people are reporting with now due to that putting off of care is really immense. So again, that reclaiming your rhythm is all about taking that opportunity to refocus on our health, on our well-being, knowing those numbers, thinking about tobacco cessation, weight management, food and nutrition, making sure that we're getting back to those essentials that help to support not only that mental well-being, that physical well-being, and really our cardiovascular health overall.
Yeah, I think that's something that I didn't, you know, think of, that, you know, there's been a lot of cases over the past couple of years that, you know, when you're more stagnant, so to speak, and you're not moving as much and you're not doing as much, and maybe you're not scheduling those doctor's appointments as much, everybody was at home. There's, you know, like Deb mentioned earlier in the interview, you know, not knowing your numbers. Well, I'm just not going to go to the doctor. I can't get it. I'm not going to do it telehealth. I want to see them in person. You know, a lot of us may have blown off something very important in our lives. I mean, am I correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. At the outset of the pandemic, you know, hospitals absolutely saw marked decreases in people that were coming in with complaints of chest pain, concerns concerning possible symptoms of stroke. And as I mentioned, a marked diminishment of those numbers. And as that occurred, we knew that those things were still happening, right? They didn't just disappear all of a sudden, but that delay in care has definitely contributed to increased risk factors for folks, on top of really that level of more limited activity that the pandemic has brought about for us.
Wow. We're talking this morning to Leanna McKibben, American Heart Association Greater Pittsburgh Board President, and also to Executive Director Deb Banks this morning. Heart.org is the website, very simply put. Melanie Taylor, that's who you're listening to right now this morning on Odyssey Radio. And thank you for joining us on Sunday Magazine. February is National Heart Month. Deb, the whole month, I mean, I'm not just saying, you know, February 4th, and we'll get back to that too, is National Wear Red Day. And of course, I'll be out at a remote, the co-host of Bubba Show, and I will be at the South Corridor, the area at the block at Northway on McKnight Road in the North Hills. But for the whole month of February, I assume, Deb, there's a lot going on with the American Heart Association. Can you touch upon any of that?
Yeah, so the most important thing is work that we're doing in our communities. While it's Heart Month, what we really focus on is how are we improving the health of communities? Here in Southwestern PA, we hit on three key priority areas by doing a community health assessment. And the biggest challenges we're having health-wise is hypertension, as we talked about earlier, women's health, specifically women's maternal health, and then access to nutritious food. So since March of 2020, nearly 500,000 neighbors in Southwestern PA receive fresh fruits and vegetables at our no-cost pop-up markets. So it's not just access to food, but access to healthy food. We collaborated with community organizations to host 72 of these pop-up markets that are going to continue to run through the month of February through Heart Month. And we're about to launch our Produce RX program, where we partner with community clinics and people that don't have access to healthy food, have hypertension, have blood pressure, they will get food bucks and that can be redeemed at a local community market so that they always will have access to fresh fruits and vegetables. So this is really like the culmination, the February of what we're doing, but what we're really trying to do is to make sure that we are committed to advancing cardiovascular health for all, to ensure that everyone has the opportunity to live a longer, healthier life, no matter what your zip code is.
That's wonderful to know. And I see in the notes that I was sent too that, you know, like you said, uncontrolled blood pressure rates are right, they're through the roof. And the single most cause of heart attacks and stroke, which me, I would not think that, you know, I would totally not think that. You just don't think that blood pressure, oh, it's not that big of a deal, you know?
Mm-hmm. It is. In Southwestern PA, 30% of residents have high blood pressure, uncontrolled blood pressure. And what that means is that you're not on any hypertension medicine. You know, a doctor explained to me once that the harder you hit your hand, and nobody can see me because it's radio, but if you hit your hand soft and then keep hitting it harder and harder, that's what high blood pressure does to all of your internal organs. So the higher your blood pressure, the harder your hand hits the hand, and imagine what it's doing to your internal organs, but you can't feel it until it's too late. So it's so important to know your numbers. We encourage you to go to any pharmacy, go to your doctor's office and get your blood pressure checked.
This is wonderful.
Go ahead.
No, that's great information. Go ahead.
I was just going to say people that are most affected are over 65 and those that are living in poverty and living in rural areas. So, we want everyone to have access to care.
That's good to know. Before I ask Deb something about funding and before we get to Leanna about Life Simple 7, which I always like talking about, heart.org is the website. It's Melanie Taylor on Sunday Magazine. All right, Deb Banks, the Executive Director, American Heart Association. Funding is critical. We know this now, and especially with charitable organizations and everything going on with the pandemic. Talk a little bit about funding and the programming.
Sure. So you can always make a donation at heart.org. But what we really need to do is raise funds to address these issues. We have three core campaigns. We have our Heart of Pittsburgh campaign, our Go Red for Women campaign, and our Heart Challenge campaign. And I always say, if you want to celebrate with us in a gala, that's great. If you want to be on a walk with 10,000 of your friends and family and neighbors, that's great. Or if you want to go to a luncheon and learn more about women's heart health, it's not about where you celebrate, it's about joining our cause and our movement. If you want more information, you could go to our website, heart.org, and then click on Pittsburgh, heart.org/Pittsburgh, and that has all of our contact information. But funding is so important. For every dollar we raise in Pittsburgh, $4 comes back. Or through research and education. We have an immense amount of research that we fund here. And it's not just heart research. We fund research on diabetes because heart disease and diabetes is so connected. We fund research on cancer survivors because a lot of the chemotherapy drugs negatively impacts the heart muscle. So it's not just about heart disease. Everything is connected. So we do a lot of funding. But for more information, go to heart.org/Pittsburgh.
And I think as soon as you go to the website, there's probably a message right on the front, homepage of how you can donate, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. Nobody will be confused about where to make a donation.
it'll be simple. And speaking of simple, I'm going to ask Leanna McKibben now, who is the American Heart Association Greater Pittsburgh Board President. Talk about Life Simple 7 and then some risk factors that everyone listening this morning really can't change, Leanna.
Absolutely. No, happy to. You know, there are really what we refer to as simple seven, kind of those seven key ingredients that can really lead to a healthier life. We know that there are risk factors that can't be changed. We can't change our genetics. We can't change our family history, certainly age, gender, race can play an impact in some of those health outcomes. But there are seven key ingredients, key elements that we can control. So when you think about those, it's smoking, or really more appropriately, not smoking, our physical activity levels, healthy diet, healthy nutrition, controlling that body weight, monitoring our body weight, controlling our cholesterol, our blood pressure, and our blood sugar. And those elements really, not only on an individual basis, each one of those elements support a healthier life, but those elements collectively create even more magnitude in terms of managing our health and ensuring that we have healthier outcomes.
That's wonderful to know. And I think genetically that's, you know, I was predisposed with my dad's condition. And my cardiologist doesn't necessarily say, oh, everybody, you know, out there will have some genetic effect with heart, but it's very common to have that passed down through families and younger children. And when I was pregnant with both of my daughters, I was wonderful, you know, I was very blessed at McGee to have wonderful OBGYNs who made it very, very clear that if there was any distress on my heart with my condition, that those babies would be taken care of. And they also did, you know, fetal heart monitors on both of my daughters to make sure everything was okay in utero with their hearts. I mean, the amount of medicine and science and what is involved in the American Heart Association and all of the doctors and nurses in the city of Pittsburgh with our hospitals blows my mind how advanced it is now with heart. You know, open heart surgery back in the 80s with my father is nowhere like it is now. And you know, in 2022, it's just, I'm sorry, I got off track, but that just made me remember. It's just, it's amazing where it is. It really, truly is, ladies.
It absolutely is. Melanie, and I think that, you know, the science has come so incredibly far over such a period of time, and really just the accomplishments that have happened, some right here in our own backyard in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. In terms of advancing cardiac care is just incredible. And yet we also know that we're talking about seven very simple things that can make such a fundamental difference in our heart outcomes. And those are really about prevention, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to needing to intervene, it's really about prevention. Like you said, there's those things that we can't necessarily control, but we can control those seven elements. And so it's about raising that level of awareness, making sure that we're taking those preventative actions to try to live the healthiest life we possibly can.
Yeah, we have about 5 minutes left, but I want to circle back around before we get to National Wear Red Day in February 4th. I want to go back to Deb Banks, the executive director, and I want you, Deb, now reclaim your rhythm and to stay on beat with blood pressure. I just want you to hit on a couple of those things one more time. And so, in case somebody joined this interview, you know, late this morning and they're just tuning in right now, talk about that a little bit.
Right. So one of our key priority areas in Southwestern PA is to get people who have hypertension to controlled hypertension. Anything over 120 over 80 is considered hypertension. So you got to know your numbers. Go to Giant Eagle, go to Sam's Club, get your blood pressure taken. Over half or close to half of Americans have high blood pressure. Of those, 75% don't have it controlled. Mm-hmm. So if you were listening earlier and I talked about how the harder you beat on your hand, that's the higher your blood pressure. So you don't want that going through your body. Get your blood pressure controlled. Talk to your doctor. High blood pressure is the leading cause and controllable risk factor for heart disease and stroke. It can contribute to the high blood pressure can contribute to worse outcomes for people who also contract COVID-19. That's a high risk factor. And now it's more important than ever to pay attention to your blood pressure. And like I said, know your numbers, knowledge is power. Just get out. One of the life simple sevens is physical activity. I just like to say move more. If you walked 5 minutes a day, walk 10 minutes, just get up there and move. Since this pandemic, we all have been sitting in desks and on Zoom calls all day long. I actually went out and got myself a standing desk. So at least I'm standing some of the time because just sitting stagnant is so bad for your overall health.
That is so true. We literally were just talking about this the other day, and a lot of people are getting those standing desks. You're 100% right. It's Melanie Taylor. This is Odyssey Radio. We're wrapping up things here in about 3 minutes. Sunday Magazine. We're talking with Leanna McKibben, the American Heart Association Greater Pittsburgh Board President, and to Deb Banks. You just heard her talking, the Executive Director. The website is heart.org, and February is National Heart Month, and National Wear Red Day is February 4th. So who wants to take that? Who wants to talk again about what actually everything that's going to be going on February 4th?
Well, we want everyone to wear red on February 4th. We want to deck the city, deck our region in red. So we invite everyone, wear red, invite your family, invite your friends, rally your coworkers and your neighbors. It's really about raising awareness of the fight against heart disease, about ensuring women's health, ensuring heart health for our region, for our family, for our friends and our loved ones.
That's wonderful to know. I like to usually wear red, and even if it's like an off color red, whether it be like a dark maroon or whatever. And I always like to go to social media and I like to tag the American Heart Association to just it's like proof. Here I am. I promised I'd wear red today. So I'm letting everybody see that I'm, you know, wearing red. So
Absolutely. We would love to paint social media red as well.
And the hashtag is hashtag PGH goes red. So anything you do, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, hashtag
Snapchat. TikTok,
yeah. Right. Hashtag PGH goes red. And the other thing I want to say is that if you're in downtown Pittsburgh and it's nighttime, there's going to be a bunch of buildings that are going red for more awareness. So make sure you look out, take a picture and hashtag that also. So hopefully we can paint the whole city red.
That would be absolutely wonderful on February 4th. It's been nothing but a pure pleasure and an honor this morning speaking with Executive Director Deb Banks and to Leanna McKibben, American Heart Association Greater Pittsburgh Board President. Don't forget, heart.org is the website, and February is National Heart Month, and National Wear Red Day is February 4th. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.